Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome back. This is Boys Don't Cry, part two of a discussion about recklessness with Catherine Tilsley and Jelani. Interestingly, I mean, we come back to this stat all the time on this programme, but people come to these shows standing alone. So to most people, I'm not repeating myself, but if I am, apologies, is that men are much more reckless when they're younger, whereas the range of recklessness in female life is a narrower range. So if you start life as a 21-year-old incredibly reckless woman, you tend to sort of stay that. You'll meet that woman in her 40s and she'll still be, hey! You know, it's mental Zoe with her shots. Whereas men are much more reckless when younger, and they're part of the male brain. This is my favourite fact to tell to women. The part of the male brain that deals with empathy, the bit that goes, oh, I'm not going to do that because I understand how that would hurt you, that doesn't finish growing in a man till he's 40. That's when it finishes growing in a woman at 21. So the part of a man's brain that's able to go, well, if I do that, that will probably hurt my mum's feelings or my partner's feelings or this, that or the other, isn't there. And I'm just backing what Jelani said, because back in the day, if we were all living in a cave together and someone starts raiding it, and you send me and Jelani to the edge of the cave to defend you, Catherine, and I'm like, I don't want to hurt the people attacking me because they've got families too. We have to identify. You want someone that's going to go, I cave heading to mate, because ultimately everyone gets to eat. So don't feel too bad, girls, when you're having your heart broken. What I'm saying is, date older men. That's what I'm saying. At @Russell_Kane, send DMs. Body parts welcome. Now, so it's interesting. So men also, Jelani, are more inclined to take risks than women under stress. Nicole Lighthall found that gender differences are amplified even further under stress. Male risk-taking tends to increase under stress, while female risk-taking tends to decrease under stress. One reason is there are gender differences in brain activity involved in computing risk and preparing for action. So if shit was kicking off right now, like pub fight type thing, girls dial down what needs to be done. How can we make the situation more conservative, more safe? Whereas men dial up. Fuck it.
I'm gonna
smash a bottle. I have a cheeky one hidden behind my back just in case, which I've done. Ashamedly.
I've done
a smash and hide just in case. I've never had to use it. It just comes naturally because someone's going to come at you. Merksville. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Don't come at me, blood, because you'll walk away crawling in it. Women leaders are more likely to think about the impact of others. We're seeing this all over the world. Look at the COVID pandemic. Look at the countries run by women, over and over again more successful. When facing a risky decision, leaders must weigh two factors. Firstly, the likelihood that the risk in question will help hit strategic objectives. And second, the effect the risk will have on people involved. There's a tendency for men to put stronger emphasis on the former, the strategic objectives, rather than thinking about, well, how will that impact on the people involved?
I mean, the irony, because I don't think Boris has done either, really.
No, not really. He's gender neutral in that
sense. Gender neutral, though.
A blob of uselessness. So as recklessness, so you've heard how Lindsay just was like, Lindsay did a couple of things different. She'd had your typical sort of Manchester girl experience. For those who don't live in the Northwest, if it's up here, it's like, I want to meet a man with some money. Does he own a restaurant? Is he a footballer? End of list. So she had been out with this. I just think there's quite a lot more players up in the Northwest from what I can get. I like to keep a girl on her toes. I like to make her fucking flock. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she had her heart broken over and over again. She played the girl playbook the way you're supposed to play the girl playbook. Bit coy. Don't DM too early. Don't offer things up too early. Don't make him message first. She thought, fuck it. I don't, you know, Russell's not like anyone I've ever gone for before. So what have I got to lose? Because I'm not bothered if it doesn't work out. So she just did everything different. Moved herself to the front of the theatre. I did the first DM. Do you know what she did, Jelani? You know, like when you're just DMing and you're like thinking of your next best response and the emoji, just straight to phone call. Straight to fucking phone call on about the third message. But I'm like, I see an 0161 incoming. She's like, Sam, I'm Lindsay. And I'm like, what the fuck?
How old was she at this point?
25.
I think girls get to that point. I was a bit like that with Tom, where I was like, I'm done dicking about now with the wrong types of guys. Are you going to knock me up? Are we going to get married? Are we going to buy a house? Great. I just got to that point.
That wasn't your first sentence, was it? Because that would have been scary.
Near enough.
Hello, I'm Catherine, and I'm ovulating. What's your name?
Yeah. that's being reckless for a purpose.
It
like,
is.
Yeah, I'm going.
But it's also, but Jelani, from a female's point of view, the risk is massive. When a man in a bar walks over to a girl and goes, can I buy you a drink, and makes a bell end of himself, men have been doing that since the dawn of nightclubs. The risk is low, apart from his ego. If a woman walks across a nightclub, there's all kinds of labels and judgment. We still live in an incredibly sexist culture. Sadly, I wish we didn't. Then we could all just be banging the whole time in paradise, but we don't live there. So for Lindsay just to pick up the phone and risk totally not like humiliation, not of her gender, I thought was bold. Has recklessness helped you meet your partner then, Catherine? Were you quite bold? Were you like, fuck it, I'm going to play things different?
I always think the old saying of love like you've never been hurt. I kept cherishing that over the years and I kept getting hurt. But you can't, when you meet somebody new, you can't really have that self-preservation thing. You've kind of just got to go for it, because otherwise you're never going to find the real you and know what it feels like to be really loved. And I think when I met Tom, I'd written men off. I was like, you know what? I've been single for a while now. I'm fine on my own. And Tom was a complete curveball. And it was bizarre because so many of my girlfriends had said, oh, when you meet the one, you just know. And I'm like, you're barmy. You need to get to know them, blah, blah, blah. And honestly, by the second day, I was like, this is completely different. Oh my God. And after 3 months, he'd moved in. After 5 months, I was pregnant. A year later, we were married. And if that had been any of my friends, it would have been like, you are utterly mad. But it just felt right.
If you think about it, Catherine, that is the most reckless thing you can do, is is to get knocked up within it. Because within a year, my theory about men is every man has a pig valve that's hidden. So you don't see the full pig until about 7 months into a relationship.
That's so mad. My girlfriend literally said that exact timeline to me like 3 days ago. No.
Every man you meet in a bar is either a comedian or, oh, look, I've spilt a drink on my jeans. I don't care, man. They're just clothes. Whereas 6 months later, oh, fucking hell, my jeans are fucked. They're tearing them in half. I'm going to go home in an Uber.
No, see, I did my research. I'd known him for a while at the gym. We'd always had a brew together. We'd always got on, and I did my research. I spoke to a lot of people that knew him, and every single person that knows Tom was like, oh, he's the nicest man in the world.
Wait a minute. So you got references for you. I will need two of your references. Now, before we go to bed, I will need your two references to be cleared, I'm afraid.
it was all good.
Jelani, do you think, have you been reckless when it comes to dating and meeting women?
Yes, specifically the relationship I'm in now.
Daring and reckless were you in order to get into the relationship you're in now then?
I've never really approached girls. That's not really been my thing. I've been lucky in that I've kind of come across girls in a way that meant I've had to go.
Are you trying to say you sit in the corner of the club with a bottle open and wait for that table to get populated?
Yeah. I'm rubbish. I'm the worst.
I don't know anything. I'm just. I watch a lot of the videos, and they're always. They're always in the club. There's lots of bottoms in their faces. And
you would think, but I'm useless in the club. I'm not good at approaching people. For me, that rejection is the worst. I can't deal with it. Maybe my ego is actually quite fragile, because I can't go out to girls and just be like, yo, yo, what are you saying? But I did it with my girlfriend. It was one of the only times that I've done it. Yeah, it was after a gig, and I went up and I saw her. I was actually on the phone to someone, and I was like, no, I'm going to go and chat to her.
Wow.
So I'm on the phone, I went and chat to her. Yeah, and that was pretty reckless from me, because I don't really do that.
But I think that girls respect that. I mean, unless you come over as like a drunk knobhead, which you clearly didn't. Girls, it takes a lot for a guy to do that, and I think girls really respect it.
Yeah, I think it's, do you know what, I feel like the guys that usually go up to girls and do that, girls know it and they feel it. And so like it actually is it's a false economy. Like, I don't.
You're quite smooth though. See, Tom came over to me and said, do you want to go and watch Mandela? And I'm like, oh, that cheery film, great.
And I can free your heart.
That's exactly what you want.
So, I mean, I had a friend, the guy, I've seen men play the numbers game doing that in Eros nightclub where I grew up. He would literally wait till about 2-3 in the morning. You know, the lame clubs close at 2 because everyone's fucking finished, all the piss heads, and would literally just go down the rows of girls who hadn't pulled yet. Do you want to go for a drink? Do you want to go for some 50? If you ask 50 or 100 girls that, one girl is going to say yes.
The odds are in your favour, 100%. Yeah.
Just, so what about, do you think if you're sort of a reckless, daring, I'm going to bomb in the swimming pool like a mad person type, but are you more likely to be attracted to a more sort of honest Joe or honest Josephine, conservative, more careful, never had a credit card, never been in debt, you know, person, if you're a kind of, well, I was in debt up to my eyeballs when I was 20, but I sorted my life out, but it was worth it because I saw the world, which is what I was like. And I would always be more attracted to a more grounded individual. Or do you think two reckless people can get together and cause a hurricane?
I only very recently have kind of like, I would say, you see that part of the brain that you said evolves over time? I think it started to kick in, but it's been a very recent development.
Got that impulsive, reckless energy. Isn't that a recipe for chaos, though, if you've got two people like that?
If I see myself being a certain way, I'm like, oh, when you're like that, actually, that's quite difficult to be around sometimes.
So it's earthed you in a weird way.
Yeah.
That's interesting. What about you, Kathy? Obviously, as a performer, if you're anything like me, you're normally one of the louder ones in the room. We've never hung out socially. I've just worked you. I've only ever seen you in ta-da work mode. But I am, in my group of friends, I am, you know, first one up dancing at a wedding, loudest one, wanting everyone laughing, the sort of daring one. Fuck it, let's go beaver now. And I've always in the past been definitely drawn to more sort of level-headed girls that can sort of keep me on the straight and narrow. I have experimented and gone out with, I did have one relationship with a girl. I was like, we're just the same. And we go to the girl version of me. It's going to be so much fun because we're both the same. And of course, it was fucking hell, basically. I'm talking. No, I'm dancing. No, I'm not. Divorce.
I think me and Tom are quite spontaneous, which isn't the same as reckless.
No.
We're probably quite dull. You know, and having children changes that. We go to bed early. We are morning people that like to embrace the day and, you know, go for a walk. I am that person, but I was incredibly reckless in my youth. I've completely changed. And I enjoyed being reckless when I was younger, but, you know, that's for the kids now, babes. I'm quite happy being boring.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Do you think that, even though we've given many examples of exciting female recklessness today, do you think the fact that women do take less risk costs them on a life level? I mean, there's been loads of studies done on this. A psychologist, Lou, found that environment is extremely important in shaping risk aversion. And if we can teach girls that they should be more risk loving, it will shape their future decision making. In other words, girls lower their earning potential because they don't take as many risks. Now, the gender pay gap is obviously structural. I mean, we've got loads of issues based on childcare and all lots of other problems. But there is some research that suggests on top of that, we teach girls to take less risks. Meaning in an advertising agency, for example, if a female copywriter and a male copywriter is pitching his ideas, the male copywriter would risk making himself look stupid more, but might hit the winning FC UK rebrand French Connection idea, for example.
I am a risk taker. I have been in that respect in terms of my, you know, leaving Coronation Street when I told my dad, he was like, you're mental. But I'm glad I did it. You know, I loved Corrie, but leaving was a great decision for me. And I just think life's too short not to take the right kind of risks. I'm not talking about going sleeping with 10 people, not using anything. I'm talking about, I guess, calculated risks. But I still do like the thrill of a risk.
So but my question to you is, in your experience and your observations, are men more likely to take those right sort of calculated risks than girls? Let's make them equally childless and equally at the same stage of their lives. So we got a 28-year-old woman, 28-year-old man. They're both at an early stage of their dating someone. So there's nothing holding each one back. And yet still research would suggest that 28-year-old man in the same sector would take more risks and push his earning potential because he's been taught that from a little boy.
Mm. One of the things that I feel maybe contributes to recklessness is when you're a girl, you have way more responsibility straight off the bat. And boys pretty much don't have that until you have kids. Whereas, like, if you're going through periods every month and et cetera, you have to actually be aware of things. Whereas I have never really had that much responsibility. So it's easy for me to be reckless. I don't have to think about things.
That's interesting. So you think there could be something biological in it. I mean, there's been other research done, Jelani, that would contradict that. For example, there's this fascinating study done where they watched parents with newborn babies from behind double-sided mirror. So they didn't know they were being observed. So these are babies that are hours or days old. And the way parents hold newborn baby boys is completely different to the way they hold newborn baby girls. They hold the limbs in on girls, they stroke the face, they're completely different behavior. By the time the little boys are 8, 9 months, are good, the bruiser crawling up the sofa. No, yeah. Look at the princess. Careful, she's going to hurt herself, Darren. I mean, it's women don't stand a chance, do they?
Yeah, no, so that is what I mean. That's kind of the response, the way that we in society
socialize.
Direct women, and also the kind of, not the biological sense, but the responsibility of having to think about yourself once a month is different to guys. Like, it's a significant thing. And yeah, we do treat women differently. It is, I guess, the risk of harm or things like that
you,
in the world.
Do you have any kids, Jelani? You don't have kids, do you?
No.
Catherine, how many children do you have?
I've just got one little boy.
I've got one little girl, and it does my fucking head in how much we're now in pink clothes, Barbie on fucking Netflix. I'm scared of my bike. And my friends who've got 5-year-old boy. I don't believe my daughter was born like that. I believe it's been put into her by TV, by well-meaning grandparents and aunts, the princess dresses and all that bollocks. Mm. Now, I'm not saying I want to dress her gender neutral and give her a skinhead. I love the fact she's a girl and she's very feminine and all that. I love all of that. I think it's possible to be totally feminine, but be totally powerful at the same time.
Completely. Completely. I do think, you know, girls do have to contend with hormones that can absolutely change your personality once a month, drive. I mean, I've had all kinds of problems with my hormones, and it can be really difficult and quite life-changing for some women. And so I do think that has a massive, the more I look into hormones, actually, the more I see how important and how much they can take over your life.
Interesting.
I just to clarify, I'm not saying that like girls go crazy once a month. I'm saying, yeah. No, but I think it's a big deal to have to like,
you don't need to say it, Jelani, it's factually true.
Okay.
I mean, I might. Lindsay turns into Ted Bundy in a wig once a month. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
It's just a lot. If I had something significant happen to me once a month that made me actually have to reconsider, like, how I was going about my day-to-day life, I feel like my attitude towards being responsible would probably be different. But as it stands, I never really have had anything like that. So I get to be reckless all the time.
I mean, men just are more reckless. We've only got to look at car insurance. There's a reason women's car insurance is cheaper than men's car insurance. Men drive faster, they crash more often, they take more risks on the road. So that's one objective measurement we can take. One of the biggest killers of men under, I think it's under 25, so obviously we know under 50, sadly, it's suicide. But under 25, do you know what the biggest killer of men is? Idiocy. Jump. Oh, watch what I could do. Look how fast I could go. I bet I could smoke this whole Elskin and then ride my bike. So idiocy is the biggest killer of men.
Yeah, that's not a surprise at all.
What about reckless friends? Are you the mad, crazy one in your group who's going to be the first one to bomb in a pool when you're on holiday, on the girls' holiday or the boys' holiday? Are you the reckless mate? Come on, let's do shots. Fuck it, let's go to another club.
I'm not. I'm Nana Kath. Everyone calls me Nana Kath. And I'm the one, if anybody needs a plaster, go and ask your Auntie Kath. That's why people call me Auntie Kath on social media.
You do a little character, don't you, as well?
I do. Olga.
Very funny, check that out. Jelani, what about you? Are you the sit back, see what your crazy mate was going to do? Or after a few drinks, are you the crazy mate?
Yeah, I feel like I have quite a crazy bunch of friends. I learned a different level of recklessness. I went to Leeds Uni and that kind of changed my perspective on what it meant to be reckless. I blame Leeds, but it completely changed what being reckless actually meant, and I still know those guys. But I also have friends in London who also branched out, and we all came back with our different levels of recklessness. Everyone knows quite reckless.
Do you think it depends on career as well? Like, obviously, what career path you choose? Because when I look at my friends and I look at the careers that they do, you can guarantee, like, the rugby players are mental. And then, but then again, some of the doctors that I know are like cuckoo on another.
Yeah, teachers are mad as well. Just teachers are some of the most reckless people I've ever come across. So, like,
I mean, maybe it's your proximity to death in whatever you do makes you live life more to the full. So a doctor who's dealing with death and danger every day, a teacher who is about so near despair as you, I mean, that's screaming into the chasm on a daily basis, is much more likely to let off steam. Maybe it's that. I've got rugby players have their head stamped on for 80 minutes or whatever it is.
Yeah. Do you know what? Do you reckon there's a correlation between being reckless and whether you live in the city or you live outside?
That's a great question.
I was wondering, there are way more people I know. I'm from London, and so lots of my friends are from London, but I obviously know people from outside now, and they're way more likely to kind of settle down at 25, 26, start having families, rah, rah. Whereas most of the people I know from London are like kind of hitting 30 or like getting a bit older and haven't even started slightly doing that. And so like they kind of still have that thing. I don't know whether there's a relationship.
Do you know what it is? It depends. But I mean, London, man, it depends which part of London you're talking about. London is a city of two halves, isn't it? And the two halves are muddled up street by street like someone shuffled a pack of cards. It's like a Jelani lyric. And but it is, isn't it? I mean, where I grew up, I was 5 minutes walk from mansions and shit like that. And then those people do get married at 35 and do have kids at 40. I mean, my nan was a nan at 40. That's where I grew up. And that's technically London, Enfield, Essex borders. So I think it could be a class thing, definitely.
Yeah.
What the question about the rural question, though, really is interesting, because I do wonder if people that grow up in London tend to be less reckless because you sort of grow up with, or in Manchester or any city centre, with a sort of street wiseness built in. You know how quickly things can go pear-shaped if you say the wrong thing in a crowded environment. Whereas if you've grown up in Bumpkin Village, you're probably fine to get up on the pub table now and again. So you might come a bit unstuck if you're going, for example, to Leeds city centre for the first time. So I wonder if there's something to do with being socialised in a city environment.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I just on just saying that, I feel like maybe I really kind of broke loose when I was in Leeds because I felt safer. I obviously it's still a city and rah, rah, but I felt I didn't have to watch my back. I remember that was the first feeling I had. I was like, oh, I don't have to worry about myself the whole time. And that was when I really kind of was like, okay, cool, I can do whatever I want.
Did you go up central, Catherine? Or I know you.
I wasn't that far from town, but I would say that growing up, we were wrapped in cotton wool. We were talking about this the other day.
You grew up in one of the cotton mills, wasn't it? That's where you
in
grew
one
up.
Of the cotton mills, babe. But I was still, when I was 13, I was still playing house and I was playing with dolls. You look at 13-year-olds now and you're like, oh my God, they look like 18-year-olds. But I was wrapped in cotton wool, and I think that's why I went slightly off the rails at uni. My school was a very Catholic school. Sex education was not great. So girls were getting pregnant left, right and centre because the education wasn't there. And so when I got to uni and you know, everyone was going out and doing 50p shots, that was a whole new world to me. And there were a few people like that at uni that had been, you know, wrapped in cotton wool and gone, oh my God, look at this big shiny new world sort of thing, and did do reckless things.
Right, well, we're out of time. What a fascinating discussion. I'm going to go and do a shot in the garden now and run naked through Manchester. Thank you very much for joining me, Jelani and Catherine Tilsley, for this discussion about recklessness. I've been Russell Kane. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.